Boker Tov, good morning. Parashat Chayei Sara. Happy Thursday. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlama of all the Cholim. We're going to do a short class today for all the Cholim. Lichlalam, Chemda Brachamal Nuzan, Elamel Chanukah Berivka Sara Manunim, Shalom Amisara, David Ben Rachel Yafa Bat Deborah Berivka Bat Chayei Berivka Bat Sera Shalom Amisara Shalom Amisara Shalom Amisara Yafa Bat Miriam Yabed Amnifah Chazav Chazav Rachamal Chana Shalom Amisara Malka Miriam Adachad Yudanam Chana Adam Adam Rachas Sara Adamas Sara Chana Gavin Yerubam Malcha Dan Ben Eser Yisrael Menina Kavin Malka Yisrael Benet Erev Amnifah Yosef Ben Miriam Shalom Shalom Kedina Yosef Ben Yafa Dani Benam Shalom 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 Kedina Yosef Ben Miriam Shalom 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 Okay, Parashat Chayei Sara. A very interesting story. I love this story. This is a good story to tell the kids. A bedtime story. They say that When Avram sent Eliezer to go and look for a wife for Rivka, so Eliezer went and he put on some type of test. This was the test that if a girl passes this test, she will be the one to marry Yitzchak. What was the test? The test was the following. Eliezer goes out and says, I am here. I want to read it from the actual pasuk in the Torah. So he's standing out there, he goes with his camels and he says, whoever comes and will bring me water, this person should be, a fitting wife for Yitzchak. And Rivka comes out and she says, I will not only give you water, I will give also your camels water. She goes up and down, and brings water to Eliezer, to all of the camels, and she shows herself. But a very interesting question I had was, in Judaism, we know that we don't believe in superstitions. We don't believe in omens. We don't believe in, if the sun will go up in the morning, then this woman is for me. We don't believe in those type of things. Or if the stars look like this tomorrow, that means that this person is going to cheat me in business. We don't believe in those things. So how can Eliezer base Yitzchak's wife, our forefathers, on an omen, or seemingly on an omen? How can he do such a thing? Right? It's a very good question. Because you say Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know if necessarily it was Ruach HaKodesh. I think there had to be some technique behind what he was doing that we have to understand how this doesn't fall into that same category of omen. So first we have to understand why or what the Torah prohibits when we say we don't look at superstitions, we don't rely on omens. So let's look inside. When an omen is made, if you look at the end of the Torah in the book of Devarim, when it talks about not believing in the people who try to do such magic and things along those lines, this prohibition only applies to somebody who makes an omen on something that is not related to your choice, not related to the choice of men. Meaning, for example, if let's say I say tomorrow morning, if it's a sunny day, I'm getting married tomorrow. Somebody says that. If he says that tomorrow morning, if it's a cold day, that means that this girl is not for me. The girl that I'm dating is off. If you say such a thing, that's something that's not allowed in our Torah. It's against our Torah. Our Torah prohibits such a thing to make an omen, make a superstition based on something that is not in your choice, in your hands. But what Eliezer does is not that. He doesn't leave it up to nobody. He leaves it up to the girl. And actually, this is actually a question that the Chachamim asked, that the Rishonim asked. This is a question that the Ran asked. He's one of the Rishonim. And he says that what Eliezer was doing was not setting out an omen that was a superstition. What he was doing was setting a qualification that are required for the girl who's going to marry one of the most amazing men in the world, who is Yitzchak. And so for that qualification to be fulfilled, that girl needs to be somebody who is sensitive, somebody who is kind, somebody who is giving, somebody who has all those character traits. So for those reasons, he set this border, this boundary, or this limit of what the person has to do at the bare minimum for a person to be fit for Yitzchak. And so therefore, this is not considered an omen. This is not considered a superstition. But you see how something so tiny, a little nitty-gritty change of just what the interpretation is of what the psukim are, can make a person do something from something prohibited to something that's our patriarchs, our forefathers and our mothers, our ancestors or who are today, is based on this story. Yitzchak then comes and marries Rivka. So this whole story. Now I'm not saying a person should go and make such a deal with Hashem. Say, Hashem, if this girl comes and she does X, Y, and Z, then this is the one. You don't need to make such deals to Hashem. But what you can do, and I think what we do learn from the story, is that you can speak to Hashem. You can ask Hashem to show you clarity. You can pray to Hashem for Hashem to open up your eyes even from way early. A person doesn't have to wait when he's ready to get married to start asking for a wife. I'll tell you a very similar example. You have a person who They want to make a lot of money. Okay? So, what's the way to make a lot of money? You go outside to the money tree and you wait for... No, I'm just joking. You have to go and work. Right? A person wants to make a lot of money, you have to work. Now, part of making money is working. If a person doesn't work, you're not going to make a lot of money. Right? So if a person says, you know what? I'm going to wait for whenever I need money for me to go and start working. Then what's going to end up happening? You're going to get into sticky situations where you're stuck. You need to pay rent. You need to do X, Y, and Z. All you need to pay your expenses. All of these type of things. If you don't have money, if you're not working for them to build that up for preventive medicine, let's call it, then you will get stuck. It's the same thing when looking for a spouse. A person should not wait when they're ready. Don't wait till you're ready for a person. Wait for the time to come when you're in need for a wife to start asking Hashem to help you and open up your eyes. You should start asking Hashem from a young age. Hashem, open up my eyes. Let me see clarity. Let me understand who the right person is. Let me understand. I don't need to set these limits and these boundaries like Eliezer did for Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was a great person. Maybe I'm not as great as Yitzchak. I don't need necessarily someone as great. But Hashem, let me find somebody who's on that similar character trait. We learn also from this story what you're supposed to pray for when you're asking for a wife. You pray for somebody who is has kind deeds, who has midot tovot, somebody who has nice midot, nice character traits, somebody who's a good person, somebody who falls into the same category as Rivka. And I think what's the most beautiful part of this story is that Eliezer asked for X, and Rivka went way beyond that point and gave X, Y, and Z. When you see a person is so giving that they want to give more and more than what you even want, what you even need, then you can tell already that that's in a good position, you're in a good situation. Right? This is also how you can tell if a person is a good person or not. When you want to ask her, we spoke about marrying a Najib person. Now this next class is about, what is a Najib person? Everybody is Najib, right? No, not everybody is Najib. A person is Najib when you see they're a giving person. They don't want to take, they want to give. They want to be a giver on the giving side. Why? Because essentially what Najib is you're emulating Hashem's ways. And how do you emulate Hashem's ways? What does Hashem do? Hashem is the ultimate giver. Hashem created the world. Hashem is unbelievably just giving and giving and giving, and he doesn't need to take ever. He doesn't need us. He didn't need to create us. He didn't need to create the world, but he did it anyway. Why? Because he wants to give unto others. And I think this is the most beautiful thing we can learn from our parasha. Eliezer, what he did is not an omen. It's not a superstition. He was looking for a girl that fits into this criteria for Yitzchak, who is a great person. Right? We have to look for the similar criteria. Look for a person who has kind midot, who has good, is good person who's a giving person. They want to give. They're not a person who wants to take for themselves. When you find somebody who wants to give, I'll tell you the biggest problem. If you ever get to this problem in marriage, this is the biggest blessing you have in marriage. If you get to a problem in marriage that you always want to give, and your wife or your spouse always wants to give, and neither of you want to take, it's a problem. It is a problem. Because somebody needs to take for somebody else to give. But if you get to a point that you both want to give so much, and neither of you want to take, come back to me. And we'll say Baruch Hashem. That should be what you look for. You look for somebody who wants to give endlessly, without any intention in mind, without any expectations to receive back. That is the type of person should be looking for, which is like Rivka Imenu, Bezat Hashem. Have a great day, gentlemen.